Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Steve DelBianco, Executive Director of NetChoice.org. NetChoice.org, Steve, tell us about it.
Jim, we're a trade association of leading online and e-commerce companies, all the ones that people use every day, from eBay to Facebook, Google, YouTube. And you know what? Our mission is pretty simple. We want to make the Internet safe for free enterprise and for free expression. And that is a tougher mission than you would imagine when governments are so anxious to control what really happens online.
So, folks, check them out at netchoice.org. You'll be glad you did. You'll learn some stuff, and I encourage you to join their the important work that they're doing. Steve, let's talk about the continued rollout of the Wayfair ruling, the South Dakota versus Wayfair ruling that the Supreme Court heard and ruled on, allowing sales tax to go forward. From everybody who sells in any state, at least from the Supreme Court state level, the states have to make their own decisions, don't they?
No, you have it exactly right. For 60 years, the Supreme Court has said that small businesses don't have to pay attention to sales tax collection obligations when they ship across borders unless they have a physical presence in that state. And that was overturned in June of this year, as you described in the case called Wayfair. So now states and local governments can reach any business anywhere in the country and force you to pay their sales tax when you sell to their citizens. And it's one thing to have mailed catalogs and lost catalogs into a state, but that's not the way it works anymore. Now you put up a website and you can't really control where in the country, where in the world your customers come from. They find your website, they might even search for something, and it comes up in a search result, and voila, you have a customer in California. And you didn't even look for that customer. Mm-hmm. Now you're shipping something via UPS or FedEx, and you now have to pay sales tax to that locality in California.
If the state has changed their nexus laws themselves, that's one thing that has to happen.
They actually don't have to, Jim. Hmm? Most don't have to change. Their laws always cover every sale made to their state.
But it's my understanding that some of the states
enforcement.
It's my understanding that some of the states assume the nexus, the old nexus law, and that they have to actually pass an adjustment to their law that requires somebody to comply with the Supreme Court ruling. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're right. There are several states who actually have to make a tweak to their regulations or even get the legislature to stroke a pen to take advantage of
that. That's just a matter
of
time. They'll get that done. They'll do that.
There's no barrier there. And look, there are states who claimed, because the court wiped out the physical presence rule, they claimed it retroactively.
Uh-huh.
So there are businesses around the country, and I have a small business member in Virginia who's being demanded to pay taxes back to October of 2017 to the state of Massachusetts. So some of the states are going retroactively.
Mm-hmm.
They want taxes for sales that occurred in the past, prior to the court ruling, and they are demanding penalties and interest on those taxes.
Could this be something the federal government could get involved with and make a national standard that would be like over 1,000 transactions and $5 million in sales or something like that?
From your lips to God's ears, Jim, I wish Congress would listen to you and follow that path of a national minimum standards of simplification protections for small business and marketplaces so that we would have a standardized national marketplace instead of a minefield of state patchworks.
Mm-hmm.
Florida Attorney General announced yesterday in a different case that they saw that the Wayfair case opens the door to retroactive taxes. And then last week in the National Conference of State Legislators, I heard the big box retailers telling the states that don't let small businesses off the hook.
Yeah. Oh,
the big companies
are they can handle this. They're set up to handle it. There's no problem for them. They've already got the technology. It's the small companies that are being hurt by this more than anybody.
It is, and while the Wayfair ruling recognized the need to give some sort of a safe harbor to small business, that part of the ruling wasn't binding on the state.
Right. Yep.
So sure enough, we have states who don't have any small business protection. And worst of all, I heard the big box retailers claim and tell all these legislators last week that be sure that you impose new tax obligations on marketplaces.
Right.
Like Etsy. Like eBay.
Yep.
Like Walmart Marketplace or Amazon.
It's another reason why there's a tech backlash, Steve. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job today. Good reports today. Excellent reports. Steve Del Bianco, ladies and gentlemen, with NetChoice.org. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.